5 past 7, Ronan Kelly is here with It Says in the Papers.
Thanks, Gavin. Ireland won't have enough workers in healthcare. That's the headline in the Star over a story about a new paper issued by the Department of Health yesterday. It says there's an urgent need to ensure a supply of healthcare workers. The Star quotes Minister for Health Jennifer Carroll-McNeill saying that there are complex challenges facing the health sector, including a global shortage of health workers, our ageing population and rising levels of chronic diseases. Rising demands for its people has had an impact on the National Ambulance Service, according to a piece in The Independent. The paper says that a Freedom of Information request shows that in the first half of the year, there were 1,500 calls for which the ambulance took longer than an hour to arrive. 5 call-outs took more than 4 hours and 1 took just under 7 hours. Elsewhere in The Independent, another health story. The paper quotes a new study from South Korea which suggests that one way to eliminate cervical cancer is to vaccinate boys as well as girls. The study shows that a vaccination program, including boys, will eradicate HPV-related cancers in 60 to 70 years in the country. One of the researchers says the best way to protect women is to surround them with a sea of immunity. The Dublin Metrolink story is on the front pages of The Independent and The Times. The Times headline is Dartmouth Square objectors set to sell homes. Olivia Kelly writes, it's understood the residents are willing to accept offers from Transport Infrastructure Ireland to buy their Victorian homes and will end their legal challenge to the Metrolink project. The houses on Dartmouth Square are substantial protected structures, and while they don't often come on the market, one sold for €2.7 million last month. It's not known how much TII has offered for the houses, she writes. Easily, the most striking photo in the papers today appears in The Independent and The Mail. It shows an elderly woman looking through a window frame edged with shards of broken glass. Her face shows cuts on it and she looks totally bewildered. The captions tell us that she's looking out from her bedroom window in her apartment building in Kyiv after it was hit by a Russian drone attack. The headlines accompanying the photo, though, are slightly divergent. In The Mail, it reads, solid progress in Ukraine talks. In The Independent, drone attack hits Kyiv as hopes fade for Christmas ceasefire. On Christmas, the Belfast Telegraph tells us that 90% of the toys seized coming into the UK have been fake Labubus. Other knockoffs coming in include Jellycats, PlayStation controllers, Disney merchandise and Pokemon figurines. They're talking about fakes in The Examiner. In this case, it's school children, and they're speaking about fake Santas. Sarah Horgan is reporting for the paper from a school in Ballinlough in Cork. Her article is accompanied by the most wonderful photos of the children, some lit gently by the fairy lights from a Christmas tree. The pictures are by Chani Anderson, and they're given full prominence across 2 pages in an expansive layout that just wouldn't work on a computer screen or a phone. Anyway, back to the fakes, and one of the children, Stella, vented frustration to Sarah Horgan at what she calls fake Santas in the shops. She said she met the real Santa and he always wears rainbow socks, so now she always checks if the Santa she meets is wearing rainbow socks. While her classmate Tess says she's on the nice list, because if you don't listen to your teacher, you'll not only end up on the naughty list, you just won't grow up smart.
Good advice there. Thanks, Ronan.